Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Caitlin McCulloch as we talk about drop credits in the beef industry in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show happening the 23rd and 24th of July in Norman, Oklahoma. Great speakers and educational sessions, an outstanding trade show, and a great opportunity to network and catch up with fellow cattle producers. Find out more by going to okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 23rd and 24th in Norman. You don't want to miss it.
OGI is at the top of the class for two-gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. If you liked Double Stop CL Plus, you'll be even more satisfied with its successor, Strad CL Plus. Strad CL Plus is closely related to Double Stop CL Plus, but it starts faster, grows faster, and finishes a few days earlier. Strad CL Plus is an elite performer that sets the highest standards for yield, test weight, tenacity, and baking quality all in one variety. Strad CL Plus carries the Grazing Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
In addition to the value of a beef carcass and the beef cuts that are typically generated from the beef carcass, there's value of other parts of the carcass that's termed drop credits. This includes the value of the hide, head, organs, and blood. Variety meats are produced from carcass offal, such as livers, hearts, and tongues. Caitlin McCulloch with the Livestock Market Information Center based out of Denver says that in recent months, drop credits have seen their value rise.
So USDA AMS comes up with a byproduct value based on different organ meats and variety meats, as well as hide values, and assigns a weight to it by per 100 pounds to come up with that value. And that is approaching $13 a hundredweight, which is the highest value it's seen since about 2015. And one of the biggest drivers has been the hide value. We're looking at a hide value that is well above where it was in 2019. That too is probably closer to what that 2015 level is. And what's interesting to that is that it's not considered a food product, right? So it's not influenced by the same things that maybe variety meats or other beef cuts are looking at. And we've been talking for a long time about the decline in the leather industry, this seemingly lack of preference towards leather, both globally and in the US. We've seen cars move away from that to some extent in sneakers. We're wondering now if there's a resurgence in interest. Have consumer preferences actually changed? Or is it because everyone went out and bought a new car in 2021 and late 2020? We've seen US car sales be really strong. Is that part of this? Is it more of a manufacturing issue? Because it is surprising if you look at the history, hide exports really have not done well since about those high values in 2014. And it really seemed like that industry was not going to come back. Now, if we look at cumulative year-to-date exports, whole hides are up about 62%. That's January to May data over 2020. But if we compare that to May of 2019, it's about 50%. So still very strong numbers we're looking at on those whole hide values.
Hides worth more. Variety meats, though, the rise has been more modest.
If we look at variety meats, those exports are up about 6% cumulative year-to-date over 2020. But compared to 2019, we're down about 4%. So in a lot of cases, the variety meats and the hides are above 2020 values. And on the variety meat side, it's probably closer to 2019 values. They're probably a little more price sensitive. We may be seeing a little substitution in other countries that are switching from more expensive beef cuts to maybe less expensive animal products, which variety meats normally would qualify for that. And so the big question is, does that demand stay with us? Do we see this increased demand for variety meats and hides moving through the year? And those things can move in different directions because you're talking about a food channel versus a manufacturing channel. But right now, both prices are up, both export quantities are up, and it's really supporting live cattle prices. And that's something that the hide is a bigger proportion of the live cattle value than the biggest proportion of that byproduct value. And so when it's doing well, it's really supportive of those live cattle prices. When it's not, it can kind of take away from them. And right now we're in a more supportive phase, if you will.
A limiting factor on variety meats has been labor, the ability to get those products out the plant and into the international market. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.